You get a chance to continue my legacy here in Pinstripes, you know, in the best city in the world, the best baseball city in front of the best fans. This is an incredible honor.
That one's driven deep to left field. There's a flight. See ya. A long home run for Judge.
Gerrit Cole goes the distance.
Left, it is high, it is far, it is gone! Number 62 to set the new American League record.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
Thank you once again for joining us for another episode of the Four Train Savages podcast. This is episode number 148. The Yankees just finished up a West Coast trip, first heading out to Seattle and then going on to Los Angeles. The last time that the Yankees were there, I think, was back in 2018, so it's been a while since the Yankees have played at Dodger Stadium. Frequently, they play every year at Seattle, but luckily, this week, the Yankees were able to take both of those series, took two out of three in Seattle the first two games, dropped the first game in L.A., but we're able to take the next two, and we were hearing a lot of
ball game over, Yankees win, the Yankees win.
Actually, I have to check that because John doesn't call the games out there, but nonetheless, we were hearing a lot of Yankees win this week for these games. And anytime that you can go out and you can take series like this, Tyler, you have to feel good. And the Yankees start off the month of June on this note. It's really good to go. So how are we doing?
Not bad, Rob. The Yankees are good, even with and without. I know they've been all over the place with, obviously, injuries coming back, Rob, and we're getting a little banged up as we speak. But two out of three against the Dodgers, two out of three against Seattle. I was expecting a little more from Seattle, I must say. Are they bad? Is that a thing, Rob, or is that
I think still a rough start
for them?
Yeah, it's still June. There's a lot of teams that are sort of like that. I mean, we just played the San Diego Padres, and they're off to a weird start. And you have teams, I think, in that, speaking of the West Coast division, in the NL West, you have Arizona in the top spot competing with LA. So it's a funky time, but with the way that the Yankees division is right now, they have to keep pace and they have to be winning at this crazy clip. I think the win percentage for the AL East right now is in like 700. So it is insane of what this division is, and the Yankees have to keep pace. And it's I would say it's somewhat abnormal. I can't remember. I'm not this crazy baseball.
Four deep is crazy.
Yeah, baseball historian. And I guess we'll say the Red Sox as well, because they're still above 500 and they play them this weekend and then the weekend following.
Like, they'd be game back of the Central if they were in the Central.
Yeah, so to say, I'm not a baseball historian in that way to know and dig into the stats, but for how good this division is, the Yankees have to keep winning at this rate if they want to. They're six games out of the head of the division, and the Rays keep winning, and they're still a good team. And then you have Baltimore, who's finally coming to with all this young talent. It's wild.
We
talked about the fraudulent Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I still think they're frauds, Rob. They can bang whenever, but
yeah, they had a solid weekend against the Mets, but
36-25.
It just goes to show how really, really good this AL East is. And for the Yankees to go out this week, take the series against Seattle, take the series against LA at Dodger Stadium. Like I said, they weren't there since 2018, back when they were wearing the black uniforms.
Yep. California boys came out to play, Rob. I didn't know Bowers was a California kid until they said that today, I think it was. Two homers,
so,
huh?
Stanton, Cole. Bowers, Judge, Cole, everybody. So, and they all had their moments here.
Oh, yeah.
Cole having some cramps in that game, too.
I know, kind of scary. Yeah, kind of scary. He should feel better. I mean, I guess that's what happens when, because I think he lives in Greenwich. So I guess when you move to good old Connecticut, Rob, as we know, a little different than the LA weather over there.
Uh-huh. But there are some things to get into real quick about Seattle. Unfortunately, Because last time we spoke, we did not talk about this. Harrison Bader lands on the IL after running hard into first base and hurts that right hamstring. So no specific timetable, and we know with the hamstrings that it gets.
I mean, we just lost Giancarlo for like 7 weeks to a hammy.
Exactly. So we don't even really know when we could not be seeing Bader back until maybe late July. So you never know with that.
So do I have do we have beef with Bader? I feel like I slightly do.
I know you do. You can air it out if you'd like.
No, I can't.
I can understand.
I can't really air it out. It's just it's frustrating, you know. You trade for him. He had the plantar fasciitis last year, Rob. Performs well in the playoffs, obviously, and then the oblique in spring training. Comes back, what does he play, 25 games, 23 games, something like that? And then down with a hammy. I saw something that said at least a few weeks. So to me, that means like six. I don't know. A month. I feel like a month is the minimum maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of stinks. It stinks. It's frustrating. That's what it is.
He has the history, so you know that it could be longer than we'd want it to be. And I don't know. That's... It really sucks because he just is so good.
And he's been banging. I think he's got like a 125 OPS plus this year.
And in all these games that he's hitting, I think there was a stat that they showed it with Judge of all these games that he's performing well and the Yankees are winning. And when Bader plays like this, the Yankees are winning. So
it's 26 games nonetheless. This year.
But I will say. The way IKF is playing right now, I've shifted him into center field.
You don't feel
as bad. He had a good, solid series against Seattle. But what else happened in that? Rodon transferred to the 60-day IL. He's supposed to actually.
I don't think that matters, right?
No, it's just retroactive. Yeah. But he is also supposed to throw a live session, I think, this week. Mm-hmm. So he was with them in LA. So. We'll see if he's back.
Yeah, the Yankees finally did the thing where, like, you know, you get a couple of picks of him. He's traveling with the team and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, like you said, I feel like not much matters with Rodon until I see him in Scranton. Is that fair? Like, I don't care about the live batters.
Maybe.
I don't care about the bullpen sessions.
They're going to be back on the East Coast, we know, so that will be much to the delight of what we want to see.
Yeah.
And also noteworthy from the Seattle series, Judge went crazy. Three home runs in the series. He had the two home run game, and then he robbed the home run of Teoscar Hernandez, which was unbelievable. So just a real show out series. Clark Schmidt also, I'd like to highlight, actually had a very good game in that last game.
He's put together a good June, Rob. Or a good June, excuse me, a good May.
Mm-hmm. So he performed well, and we know that the Yankees got outlasted into the 10th on that, but you can't be too mad when you take the first two and head on to L.A., which we will talk about. But side note, Aaron Hicks finally found a team with Baltimore, and he's just been playing pretty well, Tyler.
It fell into his lap. He gets to stay in the AL East, Rob.
Because Cedric Mullins goes down.
Yep, he's going to face some Yankee pitching at some point. I wouldn't be surprised if he has like a 700 OPS with them, something like that.
When's the next time that they play Baltimore? I got to look here.
Yeah, Clark has allowed two runs or less in four of his last five starts, actually.
Yeah, he's been He's been
six of his last
seven. A lot better.
Six of his last seven.
First time the Yankees play Baltimore will be the first week of July, so at the stadium. So the way that he's playing now, he'll still be on the team.
Yeah, and Mullins is down for a little while, I think.
But you know what? I thought he needed a change of scenery, and I think I said to myself, I don't know if I said it on this pod, and I talked about it with
some other Yankee fan friends.
He just needed to get out of New York, and I wouldn't be surprised if he just found a semblance of competent play, and he's been playing well for a need that they had. But that was a side note of what happened earlier in the week. So let's hop right into it.
Oh, yeah.
L.A., back at Dodger Stadium. It's been, 5 years since they were last there before
COVID. This was a gross game, Rob.
Severino did not look good. A tick down on his fastball. No. And he goes four innings pitched, nine hits, seven earned runs, one walk, two Ks. We knew the last game that he was throwing which I was at in versus San Diego. He was up around 99, actually hit 100 a few times, but he was hovering around 96, 97 here. But the stuff they were talking about, was he tipping because it was just so abnormal for how bad he was doing?
He was just leaving stuff over the middle of the plate.
Yeah,
he was getting hammered.
I think it was just – it came down to he just didn't have it. And, like, the Dodgers lineup is very, very good. And they got some bangers on there. So, just a tough night. That's the way I chalk it up and just go back out and try and fix it next time around.
Yeah. I mean, after the first inning, it was like, all right, let's just, like, not do that again. Did you see that stat they had on the I don't know if it was on Fox or on Yes, but Dodgers leading the league in – extra base hits, or league leaders in extra base hits. It's like four of the top five were Dodgers. Like that's
really
nuts.
that's pretty good.
Mookie, Freddie, and I think it was
Mookie led off with a homer.
JD, how about JD, Rob? I mean, I'm sure the Sox would like this JD right now. Maybe
Red
they'd be
Sox
a little better.
PTSD this weekend with what he did today.
I mean, he's having a good season.
Yeah, he's always been a quality player, man. Even before when he was with Arizona and Detroit before that. So, and he has so much protection in that lineup too now that when the Red Sox started to take their dip of not winning after their World Series, it was just time, but now they may be kicking themselves a little bit, but they don't really want to commit that money.
So that lineup is so deep.
But the Yankees, they go down 6 in the first. Josh Donaldson solo homers in the top of the second, and then JD homered to put them up 7-1. So the Yankees are just fighting back from down. The pivotal thing that I saw that the Yankees could maybe get back in it. So Stanton is back in this game as well, hits a homer in the fourth. The Yankees have runners on first and second, and Glaber hits a ball to third base. And I forget who is playing third, but he bobbles the absolute living hell out of the ball. But the whole way, Glaber is looking at the play.
It's another Glaber moment, dude.
And I just – do you remember – you saw it, right? And
I saw the replay of it.
And I just said, ugh. And it was just so close at the end where you're saying if you put your head down and ran, you'd have bases loaded with Judge up. And you're thinking, ugh. That would have been really good because it's at that moment in time, it's only a 5-run game, but then Betts comes up and hits another homer. So it's, and then Josh Donaldson hit 2 home runs in this game. But
classic Donaldson is, hitting 2 points.
That's what
homers.
I would want to talk about that with you. So Josh Donaldson hits these 2 home runs in his first game back.
Versus
LA. So a lot of things that we've been throwing it out for the past year and a half when he's been on the team. If we get a semblance of Josh Donaldson, even in his Atlanta or Minnesota days, doesn't have to be MVP Donaldson because we know
just
that's
better
a while
than what
away.
He was last year. Like, but, he's 720 OPS guy.
Do you think there's a chance we get that? I know we've been asking about it for the past month. So
I mean, I think there's a chance. I don't think there's a chance we get 850 OPS Donaldson or, you know, a guy that kind of can slug 450 or 475. I think we can get better than last year, considering last year was an Aaron Hicks type of year almost. I don't want to get too caught up in the 2 homers, honestly, because I think the next day, what did he go? I know he struck out his first 2 or 3 ABs, and then he didn't. I don't think he played today, right?
No.
I don't know. I don't want to look too far into it, especially because they were kind of garbage time homers. Not necessarily. I know, obviously, hit the one in the first, but it's a possibility. Long story short, I don't think we're getting a really productive hitter, but I think he can be league average. Like, what I'm aiming for.
And now with DJ struggling and he would be that guy that you want to play third base.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, does that leave then a further window for Donaldson to?
And then there's just
if he hits well, because DJ, like, we got to talk about that too a little later.
Yeah,
but
0-for-4 with 2 Ks in the second game.
They showed his stats today on the ESPN broadcast from 2022 to 2023. DJ's not a guy that strikes out that often traditionally in his career. Strikeout rate last year was 13%, and now it's 26% in 2023. So DJ's really, and his average I think is around 240 something. Not that we're going too in the weeds with batting average, but his overall play just hasn't been the same of what he's been in his career. So that may leave the door open for Donaldson if he, like you said, he doesn't have to be an 850 OPS hitter.
He just needs to be league average and hits and get some pop.
Yeah, if he gives you a little pop here and there, you know, that may be a guy that you want and you could debate in the lineup if this is the DJ we see. So
I don't know. I do think DJ will come around. Are you, like, necessarily worried about DJ right now?
Not, like, worried.
I'm, like, mildly concerned slash monitoring
it. Because he's getting older, you have to feel like it's not that crazy at some point.
Yeah,
He could just really not
be super productive.
Guy.
Yeah. I mean, the annoying things I see on Twitter are when I see, like, people comparing him to his 2021 or 2019 season. Like, that's it. Like, you're not getting that.
Also, people that are talking about the contract,
exactly. It's 15 mil and he can play
everywhere.
It's a
bargain of when he got it. And now, yeah, he plays everywhere and he's still going to give you the moments here and there. He's just in a rut. But it is something where I'm saying to myself, yeah, it's something where I may be saying to myself, all right, they need. It may have to be we shift the expectations when it comes to DJ potentially.
I feel like logically they have shifted or should have shifted, at least after like he's not. He's a crucial piece of this lineup, but he's not. He's not gonna lead this lineup necessarily.
The same.
Like, it has to come from somewhere else. It has to come from Rizzo or Glaber or Judge
or Volpe
or Bader, Volpe or Stan. Yeah, exactly. Even like low key, you could make the argument that Willie Calhoun has kind of been just as productive as DJ
his month
right
of May
now.
Has been very good.
Ever since Boone said Calhoun bangs, I mean, he's kind of banged, Rob.
Yeah. When he's gotten the chance, he's been in Seattle. He had some moments.
He can move, Rob, huh? He's a little short king that's got some wheels on him.
He's got the little wheels turning.
The little wheels.
I'll have to keep looking at DJ and Donaldson and that whole situation. You want to take game two? I was at dinner a little bit last night, but I was able to sneak in a few looks here and there for game two, but I caught mostly like after the seventh was when I was watching.
Yes, sir. Let me pull it up. Cold game. And as you said, cramps, Rob. That was pretty scary. Yanks obviously win this one 6-3. Cole, 6 innings pitch, Rob, 4 hits, 1 earned, 2 walks, 5 Ks. He definitely, you said you were in and out on this game mostly.
I saw like when Michael King was in.
Gotcha.
I didn't see and then I saw obviously the Judge catch and everything.
I mean, Cole looked fine. It definitely wasn't like vintage Cole type of thing, or he didn't go out and kind of, he wasn't dropping dick necessarily, Rob. But he got the job done going 6. Really needed that, but early. The LA kid, Rob, or California kid. Don't know where Bowers is from, but early homer in the second. Brings DJ in, makes it 2-0. Then Peralta, who low-key had a very productive series for the Dodgers, makes it 2-1 in the second. I'm starting to get annoyed, Rob, how we score and then we give runs back up. I want that to be a stat. Like, how many times the Yankees give up runs right after they have a big inning? Whatever. 2-1 Yanks there. And then Bowers again in the fourth, Rob, another two-run shot, 4-1. Then a Judge homer in the sixth makes it 5-1. He was obviously going to homer in this series. California kid. Another one. Vargas triples to left. Chris Taylor scores, makes it 5-2. Rojas singles to center. This is when it got kind of scary. I couldn't believe that Mike King ended up getting out of this, makes it 5-3. But then Waldo, a little bit of insurance in the ninth, Rob, right after he gets called back up. What was he down for? 5 days, maybe? Couple days? Gives the Yanks some insurance to make it 6-3. And that'll do it. I'm trying to remember who closed this game. Did King finish it? No, Clay.
Holmes.
Yeah, Clay. So he pitched in two games this series. I'd say looked good in both of them. Little scary here and there, but this is a good win, Rob.
the Judge home run was awesome.
Yeah.
Him back in LA showing out on national TV. And then we're going to have to very closely monitor. I know they have the off day tomorrow, but he ran into the wall.
Yeah.
And it
unreal catch.
Unreal catch, but he did something with his foot, and it sucks because you have these rivalry games coming up against Boston, and you're playing the Mets and everybody, so we don't want to miss him at all because we know how amazing he is at just
everything.
Being a catalyst at everything, and he's a catalyst for the lineup. They're a different lineup when that guy is hitting second. So
he just shows up in big games.
I really hope he doesn't hit the IL. It wouldn't surprise me if they're just even cautious now because they have kind of an excuse with Stanton being back
and then Donaldson.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
frustrating,
like, maybe if,
though. But they
maybe
might.
If we got to put him on the IL. But hopefully they have the extra day off tomorrow that you're saying, can you just. Like,
also, Rob,
hopefully
do
it's not too crazy.
Do you think there's a chance that the Yankees, as in like the front office and whoever makes decisions, like, they like where they're at right now. They like that they're only six games back, that they can kind of take their foot
100%.
Off the gas. It's so
annoying,
if they
wanted to do that, they would do that. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. But
they're like, yeah, we got the division wrapped up. Do we?
No. But I even now they may – no, because they may just shift the thinking to, all right.
Well, you saw them
around these
punt
wild
Seattle.
Card spots.
They punted the last Seattle game, and then today they obviously tried to win, but – they're not worried.
Not.
Once they win the series, they're not really worried.
Yeah.
Oh, and Grove looked disgusting.
Plus, they play
in
Washington. Or not Washington. Chicago this week.
Wait, what?
I said, plus they play Chicago this week.
True.
Who have been.
Don't want to. Are we facing Marcus Stroman? Because he's kind of.
No, not Cubs. White Sox.
Oh, okay. I was like.
Because White Sox have been quite disappointing.
Yeah, that'll
this
be
year.
Fun. That'll be fun. That's a brain fart.
But we
my
do
end.
We do put they have their better pitchers lined up, but I don't know. They have Giolito, Lynn, Clevinger, who could
they've hit
probably shove
they've hit both
on
of
any
them,
given
though.
Night. Yeah.
I don't know about Clevinger.
Well,
we
even
haven't
just,
seen him
even,
in the White Sox.
I think the longest lasting win streak for the Yankees is like against a specific team is against the White Sox in these past years because they do win against them. So that maybe they'll I could see them maybe putting Judge on the IL.
At least they missed Dylan Cease then.
Yeah. All right. Game number three, which happened not too long ago, about a half
moments
hour finished
ago.
Up. Domingo Germán on the mound for his second start.
He's
he
good,
had a solid, like somewhat of a, he gave up some runs in the first one against Seattle earlier this week in his game, but he also just gave him a chance to win, and the Yankees put up numbers on that game, so it wasn't too crazy, but he pitched extremely well in this one. Both pitchers too, for Los Angeles pitched very well. So Germán goes 6 2/3, gives up 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 6 Ks. He was almost about to go 7 with none, with no runs given up, but JD, he left a hanging curveball right over the heart of the plate, and JD took it out. And now, especially when you have, like, we know Rodon is in the dugout, and he's hopefully back soon. But Nestor now
Herman's
going
in the rotation.
On the IL. He is on in the rotation, but it just
probably
shows you
pitcher.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that shows you how valued he is now to this team when he goes out and gives you 6 2/3, 1 earned run ball against the Dodgers. Very good
he
outing.
He was dicing
for
them up. Like, his first 3 innings were clean.
Yeah, he was pitching very, very well. And that's the thing with him. On any given night, yes, can he have a stinker? Sure. So can a lot of other. But he can also look very masterful he did this this afternoon.
His curveball can look
LA, but
disgusting.
Just don't leave it over the heart like the JD.
JD
one.
Can
but,
still hang.
So in this one, the Yankees' 2 first runs came off some infield hits and some – I would say the first – run where Higgies was more of a better choice, but they like the Dodgers defense maybe could have tried to on I know the second one especially if I forget who's playing second for them, but he could have barehanded it potentially
and went for it
but they didn't go for it and they took the out at first.
Banking
so those were the
offense.
First 2 runs and they were banking on their offense, which they were able to come back with the JD home run, but then Anthony Volpe, the kid, goes out and gives the Yankees extra insurance with a two-run home run and gives them the breathing room, puts them up 4-1. Wandy Peralta comes in, goes an inning and a third. One walk.
Nice pickoff move.
But any excellent pickoff. Yeah. And Coney was talking about how, hey, that looked Andy Pettit-esque. And they were saying, well, maybe did he balk on that? I don't know. They were saying
Coney
that.
Hates
clean,
the balk. He would never admit to that.
Yeah, but the Yankees go ahead and they get out bias. Of it. And they take this one 4-1, man. So what were some of the takeaways that you had out of this game?
I mean, truly just – takeaways from this game, it made me put almost the season, not the season necessarily into perspective, but this team. Like, this team's actually good. I've repeated it for a couple pods now. We were in a scary place like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. You go on the West Coast trip, you take 2 out of 3 from a good Seattle team, and then you take 2 out of 3 away in Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. I love that. But then, obviously, Volpe got a couple big hits. His single, he crushed. I think that was either 109 or 112 off the bat. And then his homer, he hit hard, too. So, kind of needed him to get cooking just a little bit, Rob. More than a little bit, I'll be honest. But it was good to see him get 2 hits. And I think that's my biggest takeaway here. Mm-hmm. Yanks did the deed. Because if they lost this series, it'd be feeling... not bad, but we'd be like, okay, the Yankees dropped one against a good Dodgers team. We're 7 games back. What's next? Like, you know, got to sweep Chicago. But now we're feeling a little better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Stanton also, too, in this game had – we knew the home run from game one, but the
big
at-bats
double.
Looked – yeah, the big double today. And his at-bats have looked pretty solid. Also, Yankees got squeezed this series on calls.
Yeah, Booney was hilarious today.
It was pretty egregious on some of the stuff.
I mean, the check swing was one of the worst check swings you'll ever see.
Yeah, definitely a strike, definitely a swing. But yeah, Yankees go ahead, take 2 out of 3. Gotta love it. Back-to-back 2 out of 3 games. Let's head on to our savage of the series before we talk about some other stuff and get out of here. But
my guys are fucking savages in that fucking box, right?
I'm going to go with the easy choice for me. I'm going to say Domingo Germán. As I said, he had a really, really solid game today in the deciding game, and he gave the Yankees a chance to win, and that's what they capitalized on it, and then the bullpen came in and handled their business. So really good start for Domingo. He's going to be my savage for this week.
I love it. There's part of me that wants to be a big softy and give it to the kid we just talked about. But then logically, it could go to Donaldson. He had 2-homer game, but then he didn't do much after that. Didn't play a day, 0 for 4 the next day. Could go to Judge, but I feel like that's a cop-out. It could also go to Stan. But I'm going to do it, Rob. Volpe today. 2 big hits, 2 RBIs. I thought that insurance was huge in the 9th. Obviously hits the homer. Tough first couple games, but Rob, he's really got to turn around. Peraza is banging in AAA, like banging. I think he's got 7. I think up until yesterday, he had 7 homers in his last 8 games. So I'm going to give it to Volpe just for a little confidence booster for the kid. That OPS is getting scary. I think he's down below 630 coming into today. Batting average in the ones. The noise is starting to
really pick up.
Yeah, it's starting to increase a little bit. So get out of the West Coast with a couple good games or one good game to end it, and I'll give it to Volpe. Mm-hmm.
Solid choice. Also honorable mentions, I think we should say Jake Bowers.
Could have been really Bowers. Probably should have been game. Bowers, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it.
And then you could say Donaldson, honorable mention. Because he had the 2 home runs, but it was in the loss, so I guess
that's the only reason why I couldn't give it to. I honestly kind of brain farted on Bowers,
but
the Yankees love Bowers, dude. Him and Willie. Do you think they make it the year?
Bowers with the bat. Bowers with the bat because he had a home run in the Seattle game too. The defense certainly scares me, but as a bat, if you hit like that, man, they're going to find a spot for you.
And
they are.
And as a lefty, but they're not dropping Willie anytime soon either.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, that's what then makes Oswaldo the odd man out until other guys come back in the mix.
100%. Jake Bowers, 3 hits in the series, 2 of them being homers, 4 ribbies, 2 Ks, 3 runs scored. It's not bad, Rob. Didn't play in the major leagues last year.
Yeah, and he came up after looking like he got a horrible injury, but then he got himself back on track and got right. All right, MVPs of sucking.
They stink!
So this one I'm thinking about, but I may give you the layup. Just because I looked at his numbers, I thought he would have had. I honestly thought he would have had a better series this week.
Okay.
I thought Gleyber would have a better series this week.
He got on twice today, this Rob. Weekend.
He did get on base. I thought he would do a little better.
That's fair.
One hit, game one. He did have the walk today. But
it was an error he reached on, right?
He had the error on the first game, so. I think the layup choice. I know who you're going with.
Yeah.
But you can't nitpick. I'm nitpicking.
And hey, you didn't love how he ran out of the box. You didn't love that either.
So that's what I'm gonna go with. Fair. But I'm not ragging on Gleyber when it comes to this because he's been
good.
I should say how well he played in the Seattle series as well. He got on base a lot of times during that one. But for this series, I was expecting a little bit more. I will say, I put some money on some Gleyber home runs this weekend. I thought I was going to see something. I was putting faith in him, and I'm a little disappointed there. And also,
he's a leadoff hitter now, Rob.
The first game, yeah, he is getting on base though at a clip that we want to see. But this weekend, I was looking for a little bit more, and I may be nitpicking, but that's who I'll go with.
No, that's fair. I think Glaber's been Gleyber for most of the year, but he has those series where he has a couple brain farts. Doesn't hustle out of the box, and then doesn't do much with the bat. So that's fair. Obviously, there's someone who definitely deserves this, Rob.
Yeah, I think it's unanimous.
Luis Severino, 4 innings pitched, 7 earned, 2 Ks, 1 walk. I just kind of hate it, Rob. There's too many big Sevy games where you just know off the rip that he does not have it, and he kind of can't get you through it either. At least he gave him 4 here, but non-competitive very fast in this game. Due to Sevy, and he was getting banged on. Like it was nothing easy, or nothing tough for them. So gotta go to Sevy. I think it'll be fine, but you saw me, I was concerned. I was like, dude, is Sevy hurt? Like that was my first thing when I saw the velo down and him getting hit around pretty hard, but no, he just stunk, so he's fine. We'll be all right, but MVP is sucking goes to Sevy.
Tommy Kahnle also made his return in game one, which he pitched in, which was good. I was also thinking about, because Rizzo didn't do much in this series. He had a couple bad ABs, but I also put that on the umpire, some of these strikeout calls that he had. But I didn't want to go with Rizzo because he had a run scored today, but maybe looking for a little bit more there with Rizzo. But also, we'll look at DJ's stats from these past games.
Because game DJ, one, I'm kind of ignoring. Outside of
DJ
game,
had a triple also yesterday, which I think I saw that. I didn't see it. How was that? How did that happen?
I think it was like a misplayed ball in the outfield, so it got way past him.
I saw that in the box score the other day, and I go, how the hell did he get on third base on a hit? So
he is
running
with a
fridge
on his back. Speaking of when he hit the triple, Grove was pretty nasty for them. We saw two of the Dodgers' top prospects in this series, plus Clayton Kershaw. I mean, they're deep, Rob.
Kershaw is Kershaw.
Yeah, he can still still fling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think other stuff that we could talk about before we head out. So Nestor lands on the IL with the shoulder injury. Do you think that's I saw you say thinking it's a phantom
that's
IL.
That's what I initially thought, but I don't know. Since they said he'll miss like 2 or 3 starts, maybe not, but I got to see how it plays out. Because if in like 5 days they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Nestor's ready to go in a week, then I'm going to be like, phantom IL. But it makes sense. They kind of tied something to it. They were like, he's having trouble recovering after each game. So maybe it is something. Shoulder's scary. Anything with any pitcher is kind of scary. It just always is a minute. So I don't know. Nestor's got to get better. So I'm not too upset if there's an IL stint. If it means he's going to work on things. So
yeah, Greg,
I don't know.
I guess
it plays out.
Greg Allen as well as Ryan Weber both hit the IL too.
Very annoying.
I think Nestor going on the IL sucks. We know that he hasn't been performing as well as he did previously. But Rodon is somewhat on the right track. Mm-hmm. We say that very tentatively. Like, we want him to come back as soon as he can, but we got to, you know, see him. He's apparently going to throw some live sessions this week. And because you're going to need starting pitchers, man, because it's like a
– You need eight for the year. We've said this.
Seve goes down. Nestor goes down. These guys come back. Mm-hmm. And Herman gets suspended.
Herman almost looked like he hurt himself today too.
Yeah. And
a little scared.
off that mound, that Dodger Stadium's trying to injure all the Yankees. And then we got to see what happens with Judge, which is –
see him on Tuesday, right?
I don't think they're gonna play him against Chicago.
They could easily just be like, hey, just take this whole series off.
They may just say we're gonna put you in the chamber and let you wait mm-hmm. it out to play.
They don't really have any outfielders.
Boston. Yeah, well, you got Oswaldo back up.
You think they call up Cole Calhoun? They could put Judge on the aisle.
They just got rid of him.
Did they DFA him?
I think I saw something that the Yankees released.
But if he doesn't get claimed yesterday, if he doesn't get claimed, can they still? Can they claim him back off of waivers? Because they've done that a couple times.
I know he's a body, but do you really want him?
I only remember him because he raked for like a couple weeks, but no, I'm just saying they don't have if Bader and Greg Allen are out. Who's your center fielder is IKF, and that's it.
IKF. I'd be okay with IKF playing center for the time being.
Oh, 100%. I'm just saying they don't have
any outfielder.
Like, so it's Willie, Stanton, IKF.
Willie, Stanton,
Waldo.
IKF, yeah.
Oof, Bowers. All right, they got five. I guess they're okay.
I think they could manage for a week if that's what it caught. But then if Judge goes on the IL, that's what it. It makes it even more challenging than for the weekend and the weeks ahead. So we'll just have to see. Mm-hmm. We will just have to see. Anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Just keep winning series. I'm going to be watching closely when Seve pitches against Clevinger on the 8th. Because I did not like this start. And if it continues.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, no. And if it continues, they'll be in trouble. But no, I hope to see Clark absolutely shove against Giolito because he kind of bothers me a little bit. But Clark's been shoving literally. So mark my words, if Clark has a good game, he'll be up for Savage of the Series next week.
Nice, nice. Yeah, if he build off your latter half of mm-hmm. May and into June, and you'll be in good shape. So that is it for episode 148. Thank you guys once again for listening. Leave us a rate and review. Subscribe to us on Apple and Spotify, on YouTube, as well as follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everywhere. Really appreciate it. Go out, like we said, keep winning series. You got Chicago this week and then the rivalry. Finally, we get to play the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Be very fun to see that.
Rob will be there.
I will be there next weekend. I'm so pumped. First time at Fenway for a Yankees Red Sox series. I haven't been to at Fenway. I've been to plenty of Yankees Red Sox games at Yankee Stadium. I have not been to Fenway.
I love Fenway.
Red Sox, so
go get some sausage, peppers, and onions outside the stadium.
Yeah, I'm excited to go try the stuff outside. Yeah. Is it Yawkey Way? That's what it is.
What?
The street Yawkey Way
is that what it's called?
I think that's what it's called. Well, you're the one that's there all the time.
I know. I'm
or
terrible.
Used to be there all the time.
I'm terrible. No, I don't know what it's called, but that whole street that's shut down. It's on House of Blues is on that street. That little I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's like a concert venue, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. You're probably right.
But yeah, I'm excited. Go out, keep winning series. The rivalry finally starts in 2023 this upcoming weekend, so it'll be exciting.
Got to keep winning, Rob, in this division.
Keep winning. Got to keep going in this division for sure. But once again, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time.